Real Estate Radio. Pat, you are right. I do feel like I am doing the show today from the garage. You could check that out. I'm really in the
Pirate Radio, Lee Elsie's garage.
Yeah. I'm really in the 94.9 studio here in beautiful Ledyard, Connecticut. You can check that out on Facebook, of course, facebook.com/One and Company Real Estate. This is Byron Lazine, your host, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate, your host of Real Estate Radio with Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. Over on the Facebook, we've got Jill, the Spunk Master. She's running the stream over to the Facebook, which again is One and Company Real Estate. Pat, we sent out the newsletter to all the Real Estate Radio peeps. And if you want to get on that newsletter, you should send me a text right now, 860-941-2755. 860-941-2755. Text that number, drop your email in, and say, I want on the Real Estate Radio newsletter. But we sent the newsletter out this morning, Pat, and we're talking about the sales, the Connecticut real estate boom.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. And so what's going on, not only with, I think everybody knows real estate is hot right now, especially in those median price points. We've talked about that a number of times. But what's happening with that higher end market? Million and up. What is going on with that market? PK, I'm not going to give away any answers yet. Maybe we'll tie some Martin's money in a little bit. You never know. Where are you at on this? What's your consensus? You got a lot of high net worth clientele. What would be your gut feel of the high end market in Connecticut?
I mean, just from what you've told us, right? Like we've talked about how everything in that median price point is getting gobbled up so quick. I feel like that's forcing people up market. Like you're gonna not really have a lot of supply here in the middle. I mean, my thought would be you're probably gonna have to keep moving on up, like Wheezy. Just keep going.
Everybody's pushing each other up. The millennials are buying those median price points, and that's creating some move up buyers. And so you think it's just moving right up the ladder like that.
Well, and I think you're getting good rates on stuff too, right? So I mean, you're starting to get some of these larger mortgages. You know, you're able to finance more home for, you know, reasonably close to the same amount of money. Might be a compelling argument to move up market.
Well, that's the best point you made, Pat. Right? Is the
make a lot of good points, Byron.
Is the interest rates are ridiculous. So you can afford right now, as we sit here in October 2020, you can afford a lot more home than you could have last October, or even in January, the first quarter of this year. You can afford a lot more home. Your mortgage payment, your monthly mortgage payment, is going to be a lot lower for a more expensive house. I think there's a lot of benefits, obviously, if you're a seller in this market with where prices have gone. But for buyers that are locking in at 30-year low, under 3% mortgage interest rates, they're getting a lot more home, and they're pretty excited about that, especially for those that are going to be living in their home for the long term. Pat, here's one thing before we get into kind of what's happening with the high-end market. Here's one thing to think about, especially if you're a real estate investor or an agent or, you know, somebody in that industry. All these people buying homes right now that are locking in at 2.75 and just absurd rates. I mean, I've even heard people recently get, depending on your credit and all in your financial situation, getting in under 2.5%, 2.25% interest rates, 30-year locked. For a lot of these people that are locking into these great rates, 30 years, they may not move for a long time, right? Why would they ever move up in 5 years if the rate in 5 years is 4.5? Like, why am I going to go do that move up house? Maybe I'll just renovate in place. Maybe I'll make this home better. Maybe I'll expand on the current home that I have because I have this locked in rate and I don't want to give it up, because at some point the interest rates are going to go up. That's not going to happen, by the way, in 2021. We're not hearing that's going, you know, that these mortgage rates are going up
longer.
At all. Yeah.
But Jerome Powell from the Fed said a couple weeks ago, lower for longer.
So I think they'll be low for a while here in the short term, but long term, people that are buying this year, next year, the likelihood of them selling, say, every 4 or 5 years, the people that are locking in at this rate, under 3, you know, they could be stuck in place for a while, which could create this, you know, immobile market in the future.
Yeah, you're seeing like this crazy demand right now, but once everybody gets in,
they're in.
Are they going to go again, or are they just going to stay now at this point? You know, especially with some of the higher end homes that we're talking about, or we will be talking about.
It'll be interesting to see, and maybe these low rates, right? There are people, Pat, that believe these low rates are just going to be the new normal. I know they're saying, you know, definitely for the next few years, count on low rates, but is it going to be the new normal in the decade of low rates? What would be your gut on that? Do you think we'll see even more time than what they're predicting, which is quite a bit on these low interest rates?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, the last like 5 to 7 years, everybody's been talking about interest rates have to go up because, I mean, at some point they will. But yet here we are on the other side of that again, where we just keep going down and down. And, you know, with the Fed especially holding them low, you know, I don't think we're ever going to be like Germany did it for a while. Austria, a couple other parts of Europe did negative interest rates where it actually cost you money to borrow. They paid you to borrow money in an attempt to just create that liquidity. I don't think we're ever going to get to that point, but you know, when you say historically low interest rate, which is where we are, you know, the implication of historically low is that they're going to have to go up at some point. I don't think, honestly, in my opinion, the next 5 to 7 years, we're going to see much of a move up from where we are. I mean, we're going to go up a bit, quarter point, half point at a time, but I don't really see it jumping, you know, back into, I don't think mortgages are going to be 5% in 5 years.
I tend to agree with you. And so,
one of my good points, Brian. That's why.
Yeah, it's another good one. It's put two on the board for Pat, if you could. All right, he's got 2 points here that he's made so far. Or one.
I've got my Jill Spunkmaster little drinking vessel counter.
Nobody
put points below that.
Nobody can see that unless they're over on Facebook. Facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate. But yeah, we'll give you 2 points here on segment one, Pat. That's your best segment yet. We've been doing the show 3+ years here, so.
Three years and a week.
Yeah, that's right.
3 years and 2 weeks, I guess. I forget.
All right. We come back. We're going to get into these high-end numbers. Housing boom. Sales of million-dollar homes. Have they doubled? Have they decreased? Is the high-end experiencing the same thing these median price points are? We're going to talk national numbers. We're going to get into some local numbers. You've heard me week after week say that these local numbers are out of control. The median price points are going up quickly, faster than I've ever seen. And the sales and pending sale numbers have set all-time records in consecutive months going back to June. So what does that mean for our high end? Sales up or are they down? We're going to talk about that when we get back. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk.
Have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
I love doing this show here from the beautiful town of Ledyard, Connecticut at the 94.9 News Now studio, because Chris, every time I come here to the studio, I get the inside station rumors, what's happening, who's talking crap on who. You know, Chris, you give me all that juice, don't you, Chris? Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time. Chris gives me all the juice, and then I get to see the new improvements, the property improvements over here. Like, if you go on to facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate, you can see the BTS. I am here in the studio, and this beautiful lamp covering the old 94.9 logo. All right.
I guess part of the transition plan did not include new marketing materials. I guess it just wasn't wasn't in the budget when we did the transition. That's okay. I mean, it's okay.
Chris said all of this is out of his pay scale. He's getting nervous. He's starting to he's reorganizing Lee's desk. He's looking around. He's waiting for the phone to ring and it'd be John Fuller.
I'm telling you, listen, I'm getting nervous. Between the drop ceiling and that lamp, it looks like you're in John Fuller's basement. Like, I'm not really sure what's going on right now, but
listen.
It's okay. It's a good show though, man. I'm excited about this.
I'm going to put the virtual background up on the Zoom if I keep getting any more crap. But no, I love being here. I love being in Ledyard. All right. And love hanging with my boy Chris. All right, let's
go. How was last week, real quick, before we jump in? How was Parade of Homes? How did the weekend turn out for you guys?
Parade of Homes was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was their, Jill, maybe you can chime in. Was that the most ticket sales and all the money went to Connecticut Children's
Medical Center?
Nope, just random kids. Random kids decided that last week.
Connecticut's Children. But they raised the most money of all time, right?
Yep, that's very true.
Very true. Okay.
They got a lot of interest, a lot of people coming from Connecticut and New York and Massachusetts looking at the homes, talking to builders. I know a lot of builders got offers. So I think it was a success overall for everyone. And
it was a great weekend. I mean, the weather was spectacular. Weather was great. Yeah, to be like looking at fall homes in New England, like that way, the past weekend was incredible. That's awesome. Good.
Yeah, the weather was good. We had a great turnout at Fox Hop Yard and 66 High Street. And actually, we had some offers going Fox Hop Yard as well. So those are shaping out as we speak here over the next couple of days.
The live stream views, though, for this past weekend's radio show were historically low for past weeks in comparison. Which, you know,
people were out at the Parade of Homes. They were busy.
They were
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That is true.
In-person live streams were higher because there was actually people with Byron
watching him
like physically there, which is not a thing.
Yeah, we had a lot of guests. I had a really fun time last week on the show.
Yeah, that one.
Where was it on the spunk level? Like all-time Facebook views might have been low, but where was the spunk meter?
The spunk meter was high, very high.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I aspire to now. That's my measurement for success now is the spunk meter.
Parade of Homes, they're thinking about doing something in the spring too. HBRA of Central Connecticut. You got all kinds of builders, real estate people involved in that. So we'll keep you in tune if there's something happening in the spring.
Let us know on Facebook or text Byron and let us know if you think our idea for them having a second Parade of Homes in conjunction.
Well, you got to give them the idea, Jill. You can't just say
that. The idea is.
What is the idea?
Parade
Jeez.
Of home. It's a,
what a
it's
pitch.
A,
I have a secret idea that I want you to tell me if you think is a good one or not.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a springtime Parade of Homes with a home show conjunction. So you go to one home and you also get to see a builder, a vendor's booth.
Basically, Pat, there's not going to be really Parade of Homes. Or not Parade of Homes. Home shows.
Use the homes as the booths.
Yeah.
Use the homes, so break up the booths in the homes. The homes, well, yeah, in the spring it would be the same as kind of the fall weather. It was a really nice setup because we had all the windows open, all the doors open. You know, you'd bring people in a certain way, people would leave a certain way, and there was a nice flow to it. And so you could set up a couple booths in each house, and basically people can go through the house, stop at a booth, instead of all, you know, having thousands of people in a convention center walking up and down aisles at home booths. You kind of spread it out, so you got to do some more driving, right? You'd have to know which booths are at which houses in that parade. But you'd feature real estate product, right? You'd be able to go see the homes, the builders, the contractors, and then be able to get some more in-depth information at the booths. It's kind of a combo idea. We'll see if that takes off here in the spring or not.
I feel like you'd get more intentional visits too, right? Like instead of just wanderers who are, I got nothing going this weekend, I'll go meander around the convention center for a half hour, is if you're driving 35-40 minutes to go see the particular set of vendor at one or two homes, then you're there for a reason, right? I mean, you're getting, I think, a little bit better quality of attendees at that point. It's certainly interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens if that happens in the spring. Pat, you and I will definitely be doing a live stream for sure.
Oh yeah.
All right, Pat, you sent me this article. NPR, housing boom. Sales of million-dollar homes double. The pandemic is driving a major boom in the housing market that's breaking all kinds of records and exposing a very uneven economic recovery between the haves and the have-nots. I've been saying that for a while. There's definitely been winners and losers in this whole thing. The most dramatic increases are happening at the top end of the market. Sales of homes costing $1 million and up have more than doubled since last year. This is these are national stats coming from the National Association of Realtors. Home sales in September were up more than 20% from a year ago. Median home prices hit a record $311,000 just over 311,000. That's about 40,000 more than a year ago. And I'll give you our stats locally in just a bit, but our median home prices have also accelerated here locally. This is obviously the national number, up 40,000 more than a year ago. And we talked about it in segment one. Obviously, people with the low interest rates can afford a lot more home, and that naturally is going to drive prices up quite a bit. But it's, you usually see like 1% decrease on the interest rate, about 10% up on home values. The home values have gone up more than 10% in those median price points. So
yeah, I mean, your buying power is substantially more this year than it was last year, but you're right. I mean, the 40,000 increase to almost 312. So you were in the 260s, 270s was the median price before that. 40,000 is like an 18, almost 19% increase. In I mean, that's insane in a year.
Yeah,
that's what kind of got my attention, right? As the layman in this whole world, seeing million-dollar home sales double in year over year, I thought it was just incredible. I mean, but I think to your point too, right? We've talked about this before, the exodus of all the major cities and blah blah blah. And all, so you have extra buying power and you have very tight demand, very tight supply. You're gonna end up in these higher price point situations like that. I mean, I know Ryan and you guys talked about that a couple times. Multiple offers, always over asking, you know, pretty rapid acceleration of negotiations going up like that. I can't imagine that that's any different in the high end, especially if you have that kind of buying power, right? I talked to a client a couple of days ago who did a $450,000 15 year, 1.95.
Yeah, there you go.
That's insane. Like 2% on your money? Like, holy cow.
And here's what's not happening. Banks are not just giving anybody a loan. The standards of getting a mortgage are a lot more stringent than they were if you remember what happened in 04, 5, 6, 7. This is much different. It's harder to get a loan despite the fact that these interest rates are so great and everybody wants them. It's a lot harder to get a loan in comparison to what happened during the last peak. And so that means people with, you know, more qualifications are able to get these loans. And so, you know, that naturally kind of reflects what we're seeing here in these higher price points and these million-dollar home sales doubling nationally, right? It's the same thing, for, you know. And you see maybe a few years ago, the million-dollar sales were all happening cash. Certainly 5 years ago, it was a lot of cash. Nobody wants to do that right now. You know, when you got these low rates, they're taking advantage just as much as the millennial or the first time home buyer is that can qualify right now. So it's, and Pat, on the median price points year over year, I'll give you Connecticut.
Yeah, how are we local? Yeah, I'm always curious about Connecticut.
I'll give you for single family homes because I believe that's really where NPR is talking. And so for the last year, up 9.4%, 290,000 for the entire state of Connecticut. So we're actually usually on median, we are usually, let me just double check that, Pat, but usually median, we're above the national average in Connecticut. Let me make sure here. I'm single family homes. I'm all entire MLS, so all of Connecticut. And we're pretty close to what they saw in a jump. We were 262,000, so about 30,000 jump instead of the 40,000 in Connecticut. And we can break that up into counties. If you go to average sale price, Pat, that's where it really jumps up. We're up 13.2% on average sale price. 413,000 is the average sale price.
Well, yeah, that's the difference, right? Is you know, average is obviously the average. Median is just the middle value. So like you're going to have some pretty high numbers to get the middle value that high. But 30,000 on 260 is about the same percentage increase as 40,000 is on 270. So
correct.
I mean, that's still that's a healthy, but it was a thing that I thought was not just interesting, but really caught my eye, other than just the, you know, the double in the headline, because that's really got my attention, is the breakout that they showed here of, you know, the 100 to 250, 250 to 5, 5 to 750, and then 750 million plus. All of those numbers are exponentially growing, but the higher end is growing much more than the middle to low end. And I think that probably, I mean, you can speak to that. Is that a case of supply and demand? I mean, there just isn't the supply for the lower end, not lower end, but the middle end of the homes.
Well, there's absolutely no supply for the median price points in any town.
Yeah, so like right. 250 and down, you're just never gonna find one. There's no way to buy a house like that.
Like the median price point right now in, let me go to Rolling 12.
I do want to talk about real quick what Jill is browsing for, that her suggested something for you, J. Crew advertisement.
Bathing suits.
Bathing suits.
It's October. What are we doing?
What are we talking about? I didn't see this. Is there a screen share going on? What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. The screen share, yeah. Jill is showing the chart.
So if you look at New London County right now, median price point is $259. And let's just take that, let's take $250 to $275. There's no inventory in New London County from $250 to $275. Absolutely none. Absolutely none. Nationally, Pat, months of supply is under 3 months.
Wow.
It's like 2.5 months. 6 months is a normal market where things are stable. Supply of homes is about 6 months is what they consider a normal market. Anything over 6 months would be a buyer's market. Under 6 months would be a monster seller's market. 2.5 months of supply nationally is absurd. We come back, we'll get more into these stats and what it means for you locally here in Connecticut. Real Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, Pat Kenny, coming right back, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. State Radio, Byron Lazine, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. Jill, you've got it ready for the Facebook viewers, right? You've got the One and Company Rewind.
We're getting right into it?
Let's get right into it. Jill Spunky
from Pirate Radio.
We got a lot of numbers to crunch after this, so let's get this going here. The One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate, 1 week rewind. We had two new listings, 2 new prices, 9 under contract, and 10 closing. Our new listings, 7 Hickory Ave, Clinton, on for $640. This is an amazing house. Been through it. If you like something non-traditional New England, more of a contemporary flair, really funky. I love it. Be a really ridiculous investment as an Airbnb. 7 Hickory Ave in Clinton, along the shore, for $640. Also, new listing, 71 Lake of Isles Road in North Stonington. That came on for $295. And Pat, to our point earlier, that had multiple offers this week and is under contract, right? What did I say about...
Unbelievable house for $300,000. Not just where it is, but for what you get for that house,
Anything, anything in the 200s and 300s and that's move-in ready, that looks beautiful, is going to go under contract very quickly. So that one, that's what happened there. That went on this week and it went right under 71 Lake Isles Road. All right.
I don't see 7 Hickory apparently went under as well, but there were two other listings that just went live yesterday, I believe. 52 Tom Wheeler Road in North Stonington. That's on for $575. That's a really... really cool looking
50
house.
Plus acres, I believe, there.
Yep, 53.1.
Yeah, if you want 50 acres, that right now that just came on North Stonington. What's the exact address on Tom Wheeler?
52
Tom Wheeler, North Stonington. Lucy Ukalova, listing at One & Company. 50 plus acres. You want to email lucy@oneandcompany.com if you're looking for 50 plus acres. That one's not going to last. What's the other new listing that came in late?
31 Thames Height Lane. Unit 31 in Groton, so that's on for $160. It's 2-bed, 2-bath condo in Groton.
All right, there you go. We had a couple new prices, $195 Pine Orchard in Brantford. Now a new price of $589,000 if you're looking to get into the Pine Orchard community. $195 Pine Orchard Road, now on for $589 in Brantford. Also, we had $373 Roastmeat Hill Road in Killingworth, now at $399. From $425 to $399 after coming on the market 20 days ago. This one is highly active this weekend. If you're looking for 4 plus acres, a little barn feature, room to expand to. You could have two offices heated in the barn, and you still have a whole bunch of loft and extra space to either expand the home, do something else. Current owner works on some ridiculous cars in there. Roastmeat Hill Road in Killingworth, now $399. Definitely want to check that one out. All right, our under contracts, we had a whole bunch this last week. Deep River, West Haven, Plainfield, East Lyme, Meriden, and Milford, Stonington, Killingworth, and Clinton. One in company is dotting the map. Closings this past week in Norwich, Westbrook, Wallingford, North Haven, Hamden, East Haven, Norwich, Guilford over at High Street, Middletown, and GLP, Groton Long Point. And that is the one and company at William Rivers Real Estate. Rewind of the week. Open houses for the weekend, Jill. We've got today and tomorrow, 12 to 2, 66 High Street. We had actually two closings there this week. And there are a couple units left in the LEAP building. Come see us today and tomorrow, 66 High Street, 12 to 2, downtown Guilford. Walk to town, walk to the beach, walk to the train, overlooking the marsh, overlooking Long Island Sound. 66 High Street, brand new luxury condos. We have one that is on for $975,000. And by the way, the penthouse sold for $3.65 million in that building. The $975,000 unit, that's a deal, folks. It's a steal. Sunday, 11-1, 195 Pine Orchard Road. With that new price, Meredith Zipper will be there in Brantford. 195 Pine Orchard Road, 11-1 on Sunday. Also 11-1 tomorrow, 548 West Street in Guilford. 548 West Street in Guilford. Jess Hoover over there, 11-1 tomorrow. And 1-2:35 Angela Court in Northford. Paige will be over there. 1-2:35 Angela Court tomorrow in Northford. Paige will be over there. And that is the one and company open houses for the weekend. If you've got an open house, if you're an agent, and you're getting your open house set up today, or you're maybe got one going tomorrow, you can feel free to call in 860-464-9490. Call in here at Real Estate Radio. We'd love to promote your real estate, whether it's an open house or something that just came on the market. Even if you're a for sale by owner, Pat, we don't discriminate here. We're going to take care of everybody. If you've got some real estate to promote, that's what, you know, Martin McKinney says, take care of everybody. He's one of those guys that likes to spread the love. And, of course, anybody can call in and promote their real estate, no matter who you are. 860-464-9490. Love to promote your deal. And that's what we got here. All right, Pat.
That's enough about real estate. Let's talk about real estate.
Let's talk about more real estate. We're really making it a real estate show today. Pat, I want to get into some of the numbers here on the high end for Connecticut. Okay, we want to do a custom number of a million and up. We want to stay with this NPR article, or what do we want
to
do?
Yeah, I'm curious to see like the, you know, comparatives. We, you know, we talked about median prices being slightly different in Connecticut, and you know, the increase percentage wise being the same, but the dollar amount being a little different. I would be curious to see kind of how we're trending. You know, you've talked about that more than once on the show, how Connecticut tends to kind of be, doesn't shirk the market trends, but it doesn't necessarily always follow exactly the same way. So I'm always curious to see kind of how that would look and how we stack up, man. I want to know. Plus, we got to figure out how to give away Martin's money.
We definitely got to give away some of Martin's money. Martin, of course, Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. They buy a whole bunch of gift cards to our great local restaurants, and we give them to you in Martin's money. We'll give some of that away here before we end the show. Pat, gut feel on the Connecticut million and up market, and I'm just going for the entire MLS. Now, I gotta make a little asterisk here, because the smart MLS in Connecticut has every single town except for two. Okay? Actually, except for three. You've got Greenwich data missing, mostly in its entirety from this MLS. You have New Canaan missing and Darien. So, minus those three powerhouse Fairfield County towns, the million and up market for Connecticut, we said to you nationally, more than double. NPR, through National Association of Realtors, reported that home sales in the million and up range have doubled. Okay, that's nationally. Here in Connecticut, Pat, what's your gut as a finance guy, what's happening with the sales here?
I feel like we're definitely in the positive. I don't know if we're double though. I don't want to sound pessimistic, but I'm not as confident that we've doubled the volume this year in that particular price point.
So closed sales have gone up million and up in Connecticut like a rocket ship going back to June of this year, obviously. So year to date up 48% in total sales.
Wow. Wow. And without the three, where basically every home is $1 million.
Without Greenwich, without Darien, and without New Canaan. So that number would definitely be up, because I can tell you, I don't have access to those MLSs, but I have a lot of brokers and agents that I talk to frequently from those markets, Pat, and they are seeing $3 to $5 million homes that have sat on the market for 6 years. All of a sudden this spring and summer had multiple offers on them, Pat.
It's incredible.
The $3 to $5 million range was seeing multiple offers on homes that were just collecting dust the last 6 years. You literally the last 6 years, some of these homes could make any kind of price reduction you wanted. 10%, 15%, 20%, and it was like nobody saw it. It was like it didn't even happen. And now all of a sudden, multiple offers on those properties. So this number, 48% up on the million plus market in Connecticut, would be even higher if we included that Fairfield County data there. But we're just looking at the Smart MLS, which it has some Fairfield County, but does not have Greenwich, Darien, and New Canaan.
They like to keep their secrets down there, I guess, huh?
So Pat, think about, what do you think that has meant for the median sales price over a million? The median sales price for over a million, okay, and or the average sale price. Let's go with the median. Let's go the median over a million. Where do you think that's going to go? Has gone, and we'll give you that answer when we come back here. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. State Radio, Byron Lazine, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. We're streaming over on Facebook, of course. Jill's got the Facebook stream going at One and Company Real Estate. We're talking heavy numbers. We're getting heavy on this show here. I actually don't think Martin would appreciate that too much, all this real estate talk.
No, that's
actually not true. He tells me to talk more about real estate and stop talking about all the dumb stuff we usually talk about.
He probably didn't like our baseball show very much.
No, he probably didn't listen though, by the way. All right, we're going to give away a little bit of Martin's money. 860-464-9490 is the number. Martin's Money, of course, sponsored by Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist for all your oil tanking needs. 860-464-9490. The question is, you got a 50-50 chance. First caller's got a 50-50 chance of winning some of Martin's money. In the million and up price point in Connecticut for the Connecticut Smart MLS, did the median price point for million and up increase over the last year, or did it decrease? So you got a 50-50 chance, an increase or a decrease on the median price point for $1 million and up homes. NPR reported through National Association of Realtors that the $1 million home market and above nationally has more than doubled its sales. Here in Connecticut, we're up 48% in total sales. But what has that meant for the median sales price? Up or down? Fitty-fitty shot here, Pat. We're feeling generous.
I like it. I mean, if you look right now on the Zoom, on Facebook Live, Jill's already taking calls on her cell phone for the guesses, I'm gathering, because she didn't bother turning off the Zoom while she's answering her calls. But at least she took off a headset, and it's good because she has no idea we're talking about her. So she'll watch the Facebook live stream later when she's trying to pad the stats.
Maybe she's calling the station. Maybe she did. Jill just call you, Chris? Was that Jill? No, we got other callers.
Taking a guess.
All right. Who do we got? We've got Joe. Joe, where are you calling from? Joe from Uncasville, it looks like.
Yeah, man. How you doing? I'm the boss. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good.
I like Joe. You've called in before and called me Byron the Boss. Is that right?
Yeah, I know. I noticed you liked it, so I figured I'd try it again.
I really do like that. So
you gotta like it. Increase, I would think. I don't know.
You're right. It's an increase.
All right.
And it's very small, though. Right.
Really?
So this is what's interesting. It's only 0.8% increase. The median sales price for million and up in Connecticut for the smart MLS data. So that does not include Greenwich, Darien, New Canaan. Just got to make that asterisk there. The median sales prices is 1.465 million for over a million sales. And that's up 0.8% from a year ago. All right, Joe. Joe from Uncasville, you're a winner. We're going to give you some of Martin's money. You're going to Olio's. Stay on the line. Chris will get you hooked up.
We got another guesser. We got to come up with another question quick to somebody else on the line.
Oh, we got to come up with an easy one for Lauren. All right, which direction do you think? I've got all the numbers in front of me, Pat. Which direction should we go? What do you want to do here?
What if we do percentage increase in 750 to a million? Half a million to a million? What's easy for you to jump through? Lauren, what do you feel like guessing at? Lauren through.
Lauren from Nyanic, how are you?
Half million market. I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Great.
Doing great.
Yes, I think the market is up. Yep, definitely.
Yes, the market is absolutely up. Joe from Uncasville got that question right. But we're going to give you a different question.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Another shot at it.
I'm going to give you another shot, Pat. Let's stay in the million up because that's what we've been talking about here. And let's go with, we could
talk.
Something easy. All right. Well, I mentioned
what the median price is and say.
Let's go with this one. I mentioned months of supply earlier.
Yes.
I mentioned that nationally for all single family inventory, that months of supply was at 2.5 months. And that is well below 6 months, which is a normal market. Anything above 6 months would be a buyer's market. Below 6 months is a seller's market,
right?
Typically, okay?
Right.
If we just look at Connecticut and we look at $1 million and over, do you think we're over 6 months of supply, meaning
lots of
inventory, or do you think we're under?
Under.
Lauren, we're over.
You really? You have more that than the 6 months supply?
For single family homes, million and up, we actually are at still over 12 months of supply. Now, Fairfield County has seen their supply, by the way, Fairfield County, they were up over 20%.
Wow.
Just last year, if you look at the entire MLS, we were at 17 months. We're down under 13 to 12 and a half months.
Right.
So we've carved off, almost six months there. But still, when you look at the million and up, you still have a lot of supply. And some of that is overpricing for sure, overpricing to the current market.
For the current market, I agree. Yep.
That's for sure. All right, Lauren.
It's people getting greedy with New Yorkers.
Well, I mean,
to get out fast.
The New Yorkers have helped soaked up some of that inventory, though, down from 18 months or 17 months, rather, down to 12 and a half is still million up. You do typically will see more than 6 months anyways, even in a lot of markets, unless it's an extremely high end market. All right, Lauren, thank you for the call. Appreciate.
All right. Okay. Bye bye.
There's an interesting stat, too, from NAR down here a little bit further in the article, talking about how there's fewer homes in the market today than it's ever seen since 1982. Back to your point of 2.5 months. And then when they are coming on, how fast they're being sold. If you look down there, it's an average of 21 days. And the average home goes on and it's gone in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I can give you the numbers here locally too, Pat, if you're interested in that.
I think it'd be interesting. So we got 21 days. That's a quick Martin's money right there, right? So 21 days is the national average.
And let's get out of that million and up. We'll just go to the entire market.
Yeah. Why not?
You want to do the rolling 12 months or the month? Do you want to do like what it was in September?
Whatever's easier. What, you got all the buttons. I don't know the buttons.
I can do anything, you know?
You're magic. You are pretty magical. So.
This I can show it on Facebook, actually. I'll screen share on Facebook if you're over on the live stream, facebook.com/oneandcompanyrealestate. Definitely go like that page. Just run down the entire newsfeed, by the way, and just like and heart everything. It really helps us out a lot. If you could do that, that'd be appreciated. But I'll screen share right now, Pat. This is the monthly days on market for single family homes for all price ranges in Connecticut. And so September, pretty close to that number you just gave nationally. I don't know if I can zoom in there. There you go. We can do that for a little Martin's money. For single family homes in Connecticut, Pat, what was the number nationally?
National average is 21 days before they get sold.
National average was 21 days. Are we higher or lower than that in Connecticut for single family homes? So another easy Martin money giveaway gift card to Oleo, courtesy of Service Station Equipment. Are we higher or lower? And we'll just go based off of the month of September here locally in Connecticut. Higher or lower than the average days on market for the rest of the country, which was 21 days, according to National Association of Realtors. Is that a NAR stat?
That is a NAR stat. Good. That is a NAR stat.
Good, 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 Pat. Look at you.
Yeah, man. Dude, I'm an honorary realtor, man. I got all this stuff figured out.
All right, Chris, go. The phone is ringing off the hook over here at 94.9. Go ahead, put the caller through. They got a 50-50 shot, so... I mean,
do it live.
How can you go wrong with that? Name and where are you calling from?
Rob from Waterford.
All right, Rob, what do you think? Are we 21 days national average for days on market locally? Are we higher or lower?
We're lower.
Man, I love the optimism.
All right.
But
ours is 33 days in September for single family homes. Let's take a look at, where are you, Waterford? Let's take a look at...
Yeah.
I'll give you another shot, all right?
Okay.
Let's go national average. New London County is, how's it compare to the national average, which is 21 days? I'll give you a little hint. New London County is only 3 days away, but is that 3 days lower? Is it 18 or is it 24 days on market for New London County? Since you live in New London County, let's go there. What's your answer, Rob?
I figure with EB, the hiring is great. I say it's lower.
So you're going to go with 18 days. It was 24. These are still great numbers, by the way. 24 days on market for New London. Still a great number. Let's give you one more crack at this, all right? Let's go to your hometown. Let's go to Waterford. I don't think anybody's gotten three tries ever on Martin's money. But all right. So Waterford is 6 days either up or down from the national average. The national average is 21. Is Waterford 15 days on market for September 2020, or is it 27 days?
Rob, go with your gut on this one. Just go with your gut.
I live in Waterford, and it's just like, I see the houses out there. I said lower.
You are finally, yes. Rob, correct. You have gotten it. Waterford, the month of September, 15 days on market for single-family homes. That beats the national average over there in Waterford. And you know what?
What are they selling at? Are they high?
I'll give you the. Don't worry, we've got it all. Median price point for September was $292,500. That's up 21.9% from September of last year. So, if are you a homeowner, Rob, in Waterford?
Oh, I've got four homes in Waterford.
So you made 21.9% times four in the last 12 months. Way to go! Put your money in real estate, Rob. Stay on the line. You're going to Oleo's, yep. Courtesy of Service Station Equipment. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for the call.
You're only going once, though, Rob. Even though
we gave you three tries, but you're going one time. You're getting one gift card. But that shows you, Pat, that little example right there, that little exercise we went through just off the cuff with Rob, was shows you how local real estate can be, right? Connecticut was higher than the national average for days on market. New London County was, and these were just barely higher. It's not like it's a bad thing. Our numbers are great right now. New London County was a little bit higher, but Waterford under. So it's a local market, folks. Right now is an obvious time to sell if you're thinking about doing it in the next 12 months. I urge and encourage you to reach out to us, oneandcompany.com. You can text me, 860-941-2755. If you got some financial questions, some finance needs, go find Pat at barnumplans.com. PK, great show. Jill, thanks for streaming it over on Facebook. Chris, love you, brother. 94.9 News Now. We'll see you next week. Real Estate Radio. This is Byron Lazine. Have a great weekend.